You're listening to SBS News.
Very simply, I looked around and saw the complexity of, you know, getting an aeroplane off the ground. Mechanical things, I was amazed at how they worked. But then I realised that we were made up of atoms at a very fundamental level. And my question, I guess, was always, if you could rearrange the atoms in a different way, what would you get? And so throughout my career, I figured out how to make electronic devices and make them smaller and smaller. And the smaller you make them, quantum physics dominates, and started to see these beautiful, strong effects from the quantum world. And at the same time, there was this kind of predicted, if you could make a quantum computer, it would transform the way computing happens.
So when, back in your university days, how many other women were there studying?
So very few. So I think in my degree course, there was two or three of us out of 60. So it's quite small. And so certainly when you looked around the class, it was a little bit strange. But I think, you know, if you're passionate about a subject, you don't really tend to think of those things.
How did it make you feel just seeing two or three other women around there at the time?
So, you know, you're conscious of it. But like I say, when you're really into it, you know, it's the great thing about science is it's a universal language and you can talk about it with anyone and everyone, so...
And in your career right now, are there more females, or is it still...
No, it's still low. So in the quantum physics world, probably 5% of quantum physicists are female, maybe have gone up to 7% in the last year or so. So there's a few of us around. It is, you know, it's a very dedicated field. It's moving very fast, very competitive. So you have to really give it everything. And so obviously there are sacrifices that have to be made along the way to be successful in this particular field.
What kind of sacrifices?
So you've got to choose. I've got a young family, and so, you know, do I come to the lab to do an experiment on a Sunday afternoon, or do I go to that sports game? So there are many times when I've had to balance those two things out with the family. But, you know, I've got a very great support system, terrific husband, so I've managed to make it work. But, you know, I do have to make those kind of calls, you know, on a daily basis.
So how do you fix it? How do you get more women into STEM?
Yeah, so that would imply that there's a problem, yeah?
Right.
And, I'm not convinced there is a problem. So, you know, people will do what they inherently love. And if there were impediments in the way, then they would indicate there'd be a problem there. So I certainly haven't seen that there are impediments in the way. But I have, it's a question I'm fascinated by, why there are not more females around. And I think in general, you know, one of the things that women do is look at their long-term careers and think, you know, how am I going to be able to, you know, have a family, have a successful career in these areas? And, you know, some areas are just that more difficult. It's not easy to see. If I become a physicist, what do I end up? You know, what do it look like in 20 years' time? Will I be able to have a family and have this career that's kind of ill-defined? And so one of the things I'm quite passionate about is looking at what are the roles that physicists have, and looking at some females that have, you know, got very diverse careers, whether they're, you know, a coder for Atlassian, or working as an engineer for Qantas, or working as a quant in the bank, or being a quantum physicist. You know, there's a huge diversity of careers out there for them.
So how do you get young people, women or men, I guess, to understand what the possible career paths are?
I think that's changing rapidly. So at the moment you can see, you know, the number of different types of careers that are coming up is changing every year. So I think profiling people across different careers is one thing that's important, but also recognising that now the choices you make are not the choices that are parents or grandparents made in the past, and recognising actually now there's more of an emphasis on picking up skills along the way, not seeing yourself as a particular job, but saying, right, these are the things I love. I like doing a bit of coding, you know, I like designing things, you know, I might like to build, you know, wooden toys, you know, whatever it may be, and see, these are the things I love, what career can I build with the skills that are inherently things I can do well in.
So what do you think are the jobs that of the future? What are the jobs of the future? What will they be?
They're changing. They're constantly changing. So I think, you know, it's very clear that, you know, with more and more data, that the more skills you have in, you know, maths and problem solving, statistics, coding, those are skills that are just fundamentally useful, and you can learn them in a variety of ways. So it doesn't have to be just for a, you know, scientific career. It can be for a design career, those things you need, or even the finance sector. So I think, you know, my emphasis is on literally choose the skills that you like, and that will help your career open up and be flexible, realising it's going to constantly change.
Okay, so we'll have more females studying STEM at university. They'll skill themselves up. They'll start their career in Australia. But how do you keep them in Australia?
So we think we have to create jobs here. So I'm also passionate about looking at the, you know, making sure that Australia is at the forefront. In terms of research, I think Australia is at the forefront of so many areas that are likely to transition to new industries of the future. Making sure that we take that step and we create those industries here in Australia. So that's a bold move. There's a little bit of hesitancy for Australia to do that. But recognising those careers there, encourage those entrepreneurial skills. Don't be frightened if things don't work. Have that kind of, remove the fear of failure and just keep going. So encourage those entrepreneurs, young companies to start.
And what about support? So government support or even, you know, corporate or institutional support? Is there enough there?
Yeah, look, it's changed over my career, and that's certainly things I've seen have helped. So whether it's, you know, giving grants to young researchers so they can go to conferences, you know, increasing childcare capability, you know, simple things like that have a massive impact. But also just having people out there that you know, encourage you and realise that you can have a career, you can have a family, there's always balance, but, you know, you can make it work.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.